12. Hungary. Questions 24. Geography, population, languages used, types of schools, system of education, the Bologna process, recent changes, tertiary education, careers in the EU.
Model answers 24.
1. Where is Hungary situated?
Hungary is situated in Central Europe at approximately an equal distance from the equator and the North Pole. 2. What is the territory of the country?
The country occupies a territory of about 93,000 square kilometers. 3. What is the territory of Hungary like?
Almost two-thirds of this territory consists of fertile plains no more than 200 meters above sea level. 4. Which are the main regions of our country?
Our country can be divided into three large regions: Transdanubia, the Great Plain, and Northern Hungary. 5. What are these regions like?
The Transdanubian part is mainly hilly, with the exception of the northern region, which is called Kisalföld, or the Little Plain. The soil is exceptionally good there for crops and vegetables. A similar area is the Great Plain, where most of Hungary's crops are grown. Northern Hungary is fairly mountainous, and the country's highest peak can also be found there. 6. What do you know about the main rivers and lakes in Hungary?
Hungary belongs to the drainage system of Europe's second largest river, the Danube. The Tisa is another long river, and Lake Balaton is the second largest freshwater lake in Central and Western Europe. 7. Which countries is Hungary bordered by?
On the north, Hungary is bordered by Slovakia, on the northeast by Ukraine, on the east by Romania, on the south by Serbia, Croatia, and Slovenia, while on the west, the country borders Austria. 8. What is the official language of the Hungarian Republic, and what other languages are spoken in the country?
The official language of Hungary is Hungarian, but quite a few other languages are spoken as native languages by the several ethnic minorities living near the country's borders. These are German and the Slavonic languages spoken in the countries around us. 9. Which language family does Hungarian belong to?
A lot of people think that Hungarian is a Slavonic language because we are surrounded by Slavic countries. As a matter of fact, Hungarian belongs to the Finno-Ugrian group of languages. 10. Which living language is it related to?
Hungarian is related to Finnish. The Finns and the Hungarians may have lived together in our original homeland, which was perhaps to the west of the Urals, near the Volga and Kama rivers. 11. Which languages are taught in Hungary?
The most widely taught languages in Hungary are German and English. There is no primary or secondary school without at least one or two teachers of German and English. English is especially popular among young people. 12. When does a child start studying a foreign language?
In most schools, the child starts studying a foreign language when he or she reaches the age of 8 and enters the third year of primary school. 13. What alternatives does he or she have?
The child is offered a choice, which is usually between German and English. Children can even specialize in either of these languages if they wish, and can get more than the average number of lessons a week in the chosen language. 14. What choices are offered to children in secondary schools?
In most secondary schools, especially in the bigger ones, a choice of 3 or 4, sometimes even 5 or more foreign languages, is offered to the pupils. These languages are German, English, French, Italian, Spanish, and perhaps Russian or Latin. 15. How many languages do pupils have to study in a grammar school?
In a grammar school, pupils have to study 2 foreign languages, and they usually choose English and German. 16. Do you think that the teaching of English is efficient in Hungarian secondary schools? Why not?
A. As for me, I think that the teaching of English is quite efficient in Hungarian secondary schools, as there are a lot of pupils between 14 and 18 who manage to pass one of the intermediate level proficiency examinations. Most pupils opt for additional English classes in the 11th and 12th years, and thus they can get 5 or more English lessons a week. There are also dual language programs where children at the age of 15 attend language preparatory classes and have 20 or more foreign language lessons a week.
B. I don't really think that the teaching of English is efficient enough in Hungarian secondary schools. It is impossible to acquire a language in 3 45-minute periods a week with 20 to 30 students in a group. There is also a lack of resources in many schools. These schools are often short of teaching aids, such as CD players, computers, photocopiers, or simply paper.
17. Do you enjoy English lessons?
A. I enjoy English lessons very much, as the atmosphere is always very relaxed, and yet we learn a lot.
B. I am not really mad about English lessons, although I love the language itself.
18. What happens in an English lesson in your class?
A. We are being taught by two teachers, one of whom is a native speaker. She does mainly speaking practice with us, and we often play language games and do role plays in her lessons. Our other teacher is a Hungarian, but has a good command of English and encourages the use of English in class. Consequently, we hardly ever speak Hungarian unless we are doing some translation. But that is quite rare. Normally, we do listening and reading comprehension exercises or work on a written project together with our group mates.
B. What we do in the English lessons is mainly reading texts, translating them, and doing boring, lengthy grammar exercises. Sometimes we do them in writing, sometimes orally in drill form.
19. Do you need to take many tests?
A. Fortunately, we don't often take tests.
B. Yes, we have to memorize texts and often take tests on the grammar structures and the vocabulary occurring in these texts.
20. Are you a good language learner?
A. I think I am a good language learner as I enjoy using foreign words and language is a constant source of delight for me.
B. I am not sure if I am a good language learner. Language learning is definitely hard work for me, and I would need a bit more speaking practice and perhaps more confidence to be able to feel at home in any language.
21. What is the Hungarian education system like?
In Hungary, compulsory education begins at the age of 6, when children have to start elementary school. However, before that, children attend kindergarten or nursery school between 3 and 6. The kindergarten prepares them for school, to be in a community, among other children of the same age. In the first 4 years of elementary school, students acquire basic knowledge of reading, writing, and arithmetic. Between 10 and 14, they get acquainted with other subjects like history, geography, physics, biology, and chemistry. At the age of 10, 12, or 14, children go on to secondary education. 22. What types of secondary schools are there in Hungary?
Hungarian secondary schools fall into three categories: grammar, technical, and vocational schools. The last type, which gives students a trade, is becoming less popular because everybody wants to have a secondary school certificate. In a technical school, students learn a trade and also obtain a secondary school certificate by the end of their studies. In a grammar school, students prepare mainly for university. There are different types of grammar schools. Some last for 8 years, some for 6, and most of them for 4 years. There are some special schools, for example, bilingual schools, where students participate in a 1-year preparatory language program, and in the remaining 4 years, most of the subjects are taught in the target language. After secondary school, most students continue their studies in higher education at colleges or universities. 23. How does the English education system differ from it?
In Britain, children are required to go to school between the ages of 5 and 16. Before that, they receive preschool education, which can either be nursery schools or nursery departments or kindergartens of a school. In Britain, primary education varies from district to district. Children can attend infant schools, then junior schools or primary schools, which are the combination of the first two. Then they go to secondary school, which is normally a comprehensive school or a grammar school. In some other areas, children go to primary school at the age of 5, and then to middle school, which is followed by the upper school at the age of 13. 24. What kind of secondary and tertiary schools are there in Britain?
After leaving primary school, about 80% of children go to comprehensive schools. A few local education authorities still retain separation of students into grammar school and comprehensive school pupils according to their academic level. There are also public schools, which are privately run and where parents pay fees for their children's education. At 16, students take exams for the General Certificate of Secondary Education, GCSE. Some may take General National Vocational Qualifications, GNVQ, in work-related subjects. Most students continue their studies for the A-level exam in 3 or 4 subjects. Tertiary schools are colleges of education or teacher training colleges, which train teachers. Technical colleges and polytechnics, which offer courses in practical and scientific subjects, and universities. Many students go to university to obtain a bachelor's degree, and only a minority goes on to get a master's degree. 25. What degrees can you get on degree courses in Britain?
University and polytechnic degree courses last 3 or 4 years. The degrees are BA, Bachelor of Arts, or BSc, Bachelor of Science. Postgraduate courses exist for the degrees of MA, Master of Arts, MSc, Master of Science, and PhD, Doctor of Philosophy. 26. What do you know about the American education system?
In the United States, children have to attend school between the ages of 5 and 16. These years of school include kindergarten, then schooling from the first grade to 12th grade. It is the responsibility of the states to maintain schools and to set up the requirements. There are lots of different school types. In some areas, students go to elementary school, then to middle school, followed by high school. Middle schools vary in terms of which grades they include, but they generally include grades 6, 7, and 8. In other areas, instead of middle school, they have junior high school, which includes grades 7, 8, and 9. In high school, the different grades have special names. 9th graders are called freshmen, 10th graders are called sophomores, 11th graders are the juniors, and the school leavers are called seniors. In the USA, most of the schools are run by the states. These are called public schools. However, there are private schools for which parents start saving up the money when the child is born. There are also some parochial schools run by the church. Some students get an associate degree at a 2-year college called a junior college, while others attend 4-year colleges or universities and graduate with a Bachelor of Arts, BA, or Bachelor of Science, BSc. Some students then continue on to get an MA or PhD. 27. What school do you attend?
I myself attend a grammar school, and I think these schools are very competitive in Hungary. 28. How much homework do you usually have?
We have 3 hours homework every night, and sometimes it takes even longer because we have to learn poems from a Hungarian author or texts in a foreign language by heart. 29. Is there a lot of specialization in grammar schools?
We are expected to specialize at the age of 16 in order to concentrate on the subjects that we need for university entrance. 30. What is the system of optional classes?
There are additional lessons offered to us in the subjects that we opt for, and they are usually the ones that we will need for our future career. It is not compulsory to make your choice, but once you have chosen, you have to attend these lessons throughout the whole school year. 31. What happens if you are absent?
If you are not there, you are marked absent in the attendance register, and you will be given a warning later if your absence has not been excused by a doctor's note. 32. What is your school building like?
Our school building lies in the center of Gudule. It is a big, white-colored, 2-story building with a large schoolyard and garden around it. On the ground floor, you can find the assembly hall, some classrooms, and the school canteen. The school library is in the basement, as well as the buffet, where we can buy sandwiches, milk, cocoa, and the basic articles needed for schoolwork such as books, notebooks, pens, pencils, rubbers, compasses, rulers, or paper pads. Most classrooms are on the first and second floors, while the headmaster's office and the staff room are in a separate corridor on the first floor. There are good facilities for sports activities as well. We have a large school gymnasium and different playing fields around the school. 33. What kind of laboratories are there?
Our school has got some special laboratories, such as language, music, physics, chemistry, biology, and arts and crafts labs. 34. How are they equipped?
These labs are quite well equipped. In the language classroom, for example, we have a smart board, a computer, a projector, a television, and a DVD player with headphones and all the necessary dictionaries, thesauruses, and reference books. We also have a computer room where we can study computer techniques and programming. 35. Who was the school named after?
The school was named after a famous Hungarian writer called Jókai Mór. He was an outstanding figure in the 19th century and promoted national independence. The school took his name to pay homage to his personality and brilliant work in the field of romantic literature. 36. Do you have a uniform?
We have a school uniform, which means a white blouse and a black skirt for girls, and a dark suit for boys. We used to have to wear school gowns while in the school building, but fortunately, they are not compulsory anymore.
37. What important events are there in your school during the year?
Not long after the beginning of the school year, there is a ball organized for the first-year pupils to initiate them into school life. Then, during the year, we commemorate all the public holidays and important events of Hungarian history with some productions prepared and performed by alternate classes. Every year in February or March, there is a party organized in honor of the school-leaving students. Both humorous skits and some serious programs are performed by the third-year students, and each school leaver is presented with a blue ribbon marking the years they have spent in school. Then a big school ball is held, the greatest attraction of which are the ball opening dances. In May, the school leaving ceremonies continue, and the fourth-year students wander around the school to take leave of everything and everybody they have had any contact with since their first day at school. The last phase of these ceremonies is the final party or school leaving feast, which is always held after the final exams. Each form goes out to a nice restaurant with their teachers, and they eat and drink to their heart's content to make the end of the school years really memorable. 38. When do Hungarian school children have to decide what career to take up?
Hungarian school children have to decide what career to take up at the age of 13 or 14. That is, they have to choose from among the three possible kinds of secondary schools. 39. Do you think they are mature enough to do so?
I am not convinced that these 13-14-year-olds are sufficiently mature to choose a career for themselves. Those who leave primary school do not have the slightest idea of what career to choose in life, so they try to delay their decisions, and a considerable number of them enroll at grammar schools and make the final decision some years later. 40. Who should guide young people in their career choices?
In the old days, it was taken for granted that sons would follow their father's trades or professions, and thus they took up the occupation that best suited the interests of the family. Nowadays, most young people are encouraged to choose their own careers according to their personal abilities and interests. I think both teachers and parents should stimulate the interest of young people in many directions so that they have a range of fields to choose from. Young people are often poor judges of their own abilities and need a lot of guidance to be able to find the type of career that they are most suited to and are most interested in. 41. What are you going to do when you leave secondary school?
After leaving this grammar school, I would like to study at one of the universities. 42. What are you going to take up as a career? Why?
I simply can't tell you what I'm going to take up as a career. Well, I have thought of becoming a teacher of geometry. My parents do not share this idea. They want me to become a lawyer. They may be right, because a lawyer's work is more respected and acknowledged than that of a teacher. But I am not really persuaded by them saying that I would earn more money and would have a better life as a judge. This job is simply not for me. I would rather go in for teaching than take up law as a career. I have no doubts about the poor financial prospects, but, you know, money is not everything. It's much more important for me to do something I really love. 43. In what way is university training different from the kind of education you get in a secondary school?
At the university, students are there to obtain a highly academic qualification, as well as to extend their knowledge of one or two subjects in their own ways. To do this efficiently, there are libraries, laboratories, lecture rooms at your disposal. 44. What are terms and lessons called at a university?
The university semesters are shorter than secondary school terms, and the students are free to do what they like in the vacations. They usually have lots of oral exams, though, on the material of the lectures they attended during the semesters. 45. Is attendance compulsory?
Attendance at lectures is not always compulsory, but it is advisable to keep a high profile at seminars. During a semester, students are given assignments and have to write several essays which have to be presented to their tutors. 46. What are the changes that have taken place in the Hungarian tertiary education system in the last decade?
There have been some changes in the Hungarian tertiary education system in the last decade. There used to be far fewer university or college students than nowadays. To meet the requirements, a new system has been introduced in tertiary education. According to this new system, tertiary education consists of three levels. After the first 3 years, students can obtain a BA, Bachelor of Arts, or BSc, Bachelor of Sciences degree, and then in the following 2 years, they acquire an MA, Master of Arts, or a MSc, Master of Sciences. If they want to continue their studies, the top students may go to PhD courses for 3 more years. Since 2005, there have been no entrance exams to universities. Admission depends on how students perform on their secondary school leaving exams. There is a 2-level examination system at the end of secondary education, and students may decide whether they want to take the intermediate or the advanced level exam. 47. What are the goals of the Bologna process?
The goals of the Bologna process are the following: the establishment of a 2-level system in tertiary education, a shared credit system, the support of mobility, and the compatibility of the knowledge acquired. The 2-level system would include undergraduate and graduate education. 48. What is the relationship between the EU and the Bologna process?
One of the 4 principles of the European Union is the free flow of workforce, which includes education too. The main idea of the Bologna process is to integrate the education systems of the member countries into an easily comparable, compatible system. 49. What is the credit system? Does it work in Hungary?
The credit system is based on the idea that there should be a uniform credit system all over Europe. This means that a student gets credit points for the subject he or she has completed, and if he or she wants to transfer to another school, the credits would show the institution what he or she has already studied. 50. What are some problems that schools have to face in Hungary?
Schools are constantly in financial trouble. Many school buildings are in shambles, teachers are underpaid, and facilities are run down. Also, in our liberal education system, students think they can do whatever they feel like doing. The general recognition of teachers has changed for the worse. Now, teachers are blamed for all their wrongdoings, and violence is becoming a real problem at schools. Due to the economic restrictions and the decreasing number of school-aged children, a lot of schools have been closed down or integrated into other schools. This demographic decrease has been causing several problems. There are far more teachers than needed, since 20 years ago the number of students was almost twice as high as today.